Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masech de Pesachim, and we are at the beginning of Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Just as an introduction to Mishnah Aleph and Beis, it's important to note that we learn out, the Gemara explains, we learn out from Exer Shava, that the Karm Pesach is the sacrifice of the Karm Pesach, is Docha Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, it says, by Pesach it says Moado Vayasu Bnei Yisrael as a Pesach b'Moado in its time. It also says the word Moado by the Karban Tamid Tishmeru l'hakrav li b'Moado. And we learned Gzeirah Shava that just like the Karban Tamid is Docha Shabbos, so too, because of the Gzeirah Shava, the parallel word of Moado by both, we learn out that the Karban Pesach is also Docha Shabbos. Question is though, and this is what the Mishnayos are going to deal with, what part of the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos? We know the Shechitas Karban Pesach, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, is Docha Shabbos. You can do this, the actual Shechita, the slaughtering. But what about other Avodas or Melachas? Can you do those on Shabbos? So the Mishnah, basically, the basic fundamental yesod or foundation here is to understand that anything that could be done before Shabbos or after Shabbos should not be done on Shabbos. Those types of malachas would not be Docha Shabbos. But something that needs to be done on Shabbos, like the Gzeres HaKasev that we learn, not Gzeres Shava actually, that the Shechita is Docha Shabbos and the Zman is Erev Pesach, so then that would be Docha Shabbos. So the Mishnah goes on and explains, Elu Dvarim BaPesach, the following things that relate to the Korban Pesach, Dochenes HaShabbos. They are Docha Shabbos. Shchitaso, the actual slaughtering of the animal, uzrikas damo, and the zrikas dam, the squirting, spraying of the blood on the mizbeach, which is part of the four avodas relating to the carbon, umichoy kravov, and the washing of the intestines to get rid of the waste, because otherwise it would give off a very foul odor, vehekter chalavov, and the burning of the chelev, which are the fats of the animal, on the mizbeach. Now, why the shechita and zrikas damo? So the Bar Tanura explains to us that should not be done at night, because it says b'yom tzavoso lahakriv. So we learn out b'yom v'lo b'layla. However, the Mishnah goes on to explain that. And as far as the Hekta Chalava, why does that have to be done on Shabbos? So the Kahati explains that even though technically speaking the Hekta Chalavim, the bringing of the fats to burn in the Mizbeach, is kosher to be done at night as well, so therefore it would not have to be done on Shabbos, but still the Zman for it is during the day, and there's a klal of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that there's a special importance of doing a mitzvah in its appropriate time, and since the Ikar mitzvah is to do it during the day, so that is one of the things that would be mutter and actually should be done during the day, Erev Pesach, even where it comes out on Shabbos. However, Avol Tzliyosai, the roasting of the Karban Pesach, V'adochas Kravav, and then after you wash out the intestines, just to rinse it once again, Ein Adochenes HaShabbos, those are not Docha Shabbos. So too, harkavosa v'havosa michus latchum, the carrying of the portions of the Karban Pesach on his shoulders, going through Rishos HaRabim to the Azara, v'havosa, actually this is before, I'm sorry, this is before bringing the carbon, carrying the animal, v'havosa, and bringing the animal, even though technically chai noses atzmo, a living creature carries itself, which is a concept that alleviates the actual malach of carrying by a living being, and bringing it beyond the Tchum Shabbos, v'chatichas yabalto, if it has a wart or a mum, a blemish, and you want to cut it off to make it kosher, ain't dochenes haShabbos. None of these things are docha Shabbos, because these are all things that could have been done before Shabbos and should not have waited until Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Doichin. These are Docha Shabbos. because he holds that these are, even though we say in Shvus B'Mikdash, again, a yesod that we've said it numerous times, that even though the Rabbanah would not go there, normal Shvusim, Takanas of Chazal, or Gzeris of Chazal in the Beis HaMikdash, but where it's something that could have been avoided, the Shvus She'en Etzricha could have been done before, that the Rabbanah did not take away. Rabbi Eliezer holds that these things described in the second part of the Mishnah are all Machshirei Mitzvah. These are all things that, although not required, they are part of preparing the mitzvah. And just like the mitzvah itself is docha the shvusim, chacham when it goes there, and it's docha Shabbos, so too the machshira mitzvah is docha. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah Beis is actually a continuation from the Mishnah Aleph. And the Mishnah continues. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, to support his opinion, V'halei dinhu, I'll establish and prove to you with a kavach omer that I'm right. Ma'im shchita, just like we see shchita, the actual sacrifice, slaughtering of the carbon, shehimisha malacha, where it's a real malacha, you're not allowed to, with one of the lamites malachas, to cook and prepare an animal, to slaughter and prepare an animal. It's docha Shabbos. A real bona fide malacha is docha Shabbos. Elu she'em mishum shvus, these things that are not malachas d'oraisa, they're just shvus d'rabbanon, lo yitruas ha-Shabbos. Shouldn't they most definitely be docha Shabbos? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua argued to Rabbi Eliezer's Kavachomer and says, Yom Tov Yochiach, I will prove to you that this Kavachomer does not follow through logically, because Yom Tov will prove just the opposite. What do you see by Yom Tov? We know that you're not allowed to cook and prepare food, yet on Yom Tov, Malachas Ochel Nefesh, in order to prepare to eat on Yom Tov, is mutter. So he says, let's see what lots will be Yom Tov. Yom Tov Yochiach, it'll prove just the opposite, that you are wrong. Sheitiru by Bishul Malacha. In the Torah, we know that there's a special limud that ochel nefesh is mutter. So what would normally have been a malacha is now mutter. Nevertheless, on Yom Tov, also by Mishum Shvus, still, even though you're allowed to prepare food, which normally would have been a malacha d'oraisa, so there's still shvusim on Yom Tov. The rabbanon didn't go away. So how could you argue that that if shchita is docha Shabbos, so surely the shvusim should be docha Shabbos? You see, by Yom Tov, that even though the shchita falls away, the shvusim don't fall away. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yeshua and said, "Amar le Rabbi Eliezer." Rabbi Eliezer told to Rabbi Yeshua the following: Yeshua, ma ra'ayir reshus l'mitzvah. How can you draw a parallel and bring me an argument from something which is a reshus to a mitzvah? You're talking about Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a reshus. There's no obligation to cook on Yom Tov. I'm talking about a mitzvah, the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. So maybe by a reshus, the shvusim do not go away. They're abundant stick. But by a mitzvah, where you see that the shchita, the mitzvah, is docha Shabbos, so surely it should, the shvusim should not go away. And the shvusim should go away, and there shouldn't be any shvusim, and you should be allowed to do all these things. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yeshua, who does bring a parallel and does bring a raya, he holds that it's not a rishus. He holds that cooking on Yom Tov is also a mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, of being festive and enjoying the Yom Tov and eating basar v'yayin. So therefore, he felt it was a parallel and it wasn't a raya proof from rishus to a mitzvah. He held it was a mitzvah to a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yeshua's argument, Rabbi Eliezer did not accept. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer and said, V'omar, and he said, Hazor techiach, let's prove against the Kal v'chomer from Hazor, from the squirting of the blood. Shehi mitzvah, that is not a reshus. Hazor is actually a mitzvah. V'hi mishum shvus, and it is a mishum shvus. Nevertheless, v'hi dochas ha-Shabbos, it's not dochas Shabbos, because there's a shvus. And even though it's a mitzvah, not a reshus, you see that because of a shvus, it's not docha Shabbos. What is the shvus? So the Gemara explains, Rashi actually says, the Shvus is that it looks like a misakein. We're talking about Hazor, somebody that becomes Tamei Meis. So what they do is they squirt upon him from the offer of the Parah Aduma, from the red heifer. And that helps to purify him from his tumah. So that Hazor is a mitzvah, and nevertheless, it's not doche any shvusim. What are the shvusim? That A, it looks like you're being misakin. The person who was previously tamei now becomes tohar, and therefore can eat from the Karban Pesach, and so therefore you're making a takana in the person that he's not tohar. The Gemara explains another reason we're afraid that you might actually carry a dalet amos b'shus harabim. You might carry the blood, the efer apar, you might carry it. So nevertheless, you see, because of the shvusim, it is docha shabbos, not docha shabbos. Afat al titma aleilu. So therefore, you should not wonder. Shaf bishein mitzvah. Even though these other things relating to the Karban Pesach are a mitzvah, nevertheless, lo yitchus a shabbos. They should not be docha shabbos. Just the same way the hazor is not docha shabbos. The only thing that's docha shabbos is the shechita itself. So Amar le Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Kiva and says, "Va'aleha anidon." And this is exactly what I'm trying to figure out. In other words, my Kal V'Chomer, if you follow through with my Kal V'Chomer, that would dictate that even the Hazor by the Efer Paraduma should also be allowed to be brought. So if you learn out from the Kal V'Chomer that even Shvusim should go away where there's a mitzvah, then I argue with you, Rabbi Kiva. Even in the case of the Hazor, the Efer of the Paraduma, you would be allowed to do it, and you would not be concerned with the shvusim. But mosh shchita, just like shchita, going back to his kal v'chomer, shimishu malacha, which is a real bona fide malacha min haTorah, dochas haShabbos, it's dochas Shabbos, hazah, which is a shvus, shimishu shvus, which is only derabbanon, ein adin shadochas haShabbos, surely should be dochas Shabbos. So therefore, jadarabba, my kal v'chomer would change the halacha that you just quoted. Omer l'Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, O chiluf, maybe you should change the Kal V'Chomer and learn out from Hazor that just like you see from Hazor that it's not Docha Shabbos, so the Shechita of the Karban Pesach should not be Docha Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva did not intend to suggest that the Shechita of Karban Pesach should not be Docha Shabbos because we already established that that's a limud that we learned from Gzeira Shavah. So Rabbi Kiva would not suggest going against that. However, what he was trying to do in a respectful way is to remind Rabbi Eliezer of that which Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe, himself taught. Because Rabbi Eliezer himself taught that Hazor is not Docha Shabbos because of the Shvusim. So he was trying to, in an indirect way, remind him that the conclusion that he's trying to reach, to extend it to Hazor, cannot be. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Oy Chiluf, why don't you say the Kal V'Chomer works the other way? Ma'im Hazor, Shimishim Shvus. That by the spraying of the offer of the paraduma, we were to shvus. Ain't a docha shabbos. It's not docha shabbos. Shchita shimish malacha. Ain't a din shlo titchus shabbos. Shchita, which is a bona fide malacha, surely should not be docha shabbos. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, apparently, even though Rabbi Kiva was trying not to be too direct and was being respectful, but he wanted to get a message across. Rabbi Eliezer did not understand it that way, and understood Rabbi Kiva as trying to uproot that which we know from the Torah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Karta Mashakosa B'Torah. You're trying to uproot something that is written in the Torah. Bein Harabayim, it says Bein Harabayim, Bein Moado. And we learn out from the word Moado in Gzeira Shavah, Bein Bachol, Bein Bashabbos, that Shechita is of the Karban Pesach is done both Bachol and Shabbos. Omar Loi, Rebbe. So Rabbi Kiva tells Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, Hoveli Moed Lo'elu Kamoed L'Shechita. I'll tell you what, bring me, show to me that there is a Moed, a designated time for these other Malachas, the same way that there's a designated time for the Shechita. In other words, the Shechita is different. The Shechita, it says, B'Moado, and we know that Zman of the Karban Pesach is Erev Pesach the 14th. It doesn't say a Zman. It doesn't say there's no Kviya Zman for the other things, and therefore since the other things, the other malachas, could be done before or after Erev Pesach, before or after Shabbos, therefore the extension that Rabbi Eliezer wants to do should not apply. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a general rule, Klal Malacha She'ev Shal Asosim Erev Shabbos, any malacha that can be done Erev Shabbos regarding the Karban Pesach, Ein Adochas HaShabbos is not Adochas HaShabbos. Shechita, however, the Shechita itself, She'i Ev Shal Asosim Erev Shabbos, that cannot be done Erev Shabbos, because that's not the Zman. Erev Pesach is the Zman. So those only Shchita and related Malacha, like the Zrikas Adam, is Dochas HaShabbos. And the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and the Kahati brings down that this Klal of saying that anything that can be done Erev Shabbos is not Dochas HaShabbos, not only does it apply by the Shchita's Karm Pesach, but it also applies Le'inyon Mila, Bris Mila. If you have a Mila that's Docha Shabbos, only the things that cannot be done before Shabbos are Docha Shabbos, but anything that you could do before Shabbos, you should take care of before Shabbos. And the same halachas would apply by the Minchas Kohen Gadol. Again, anything that can be done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. With this, we end Mishnah Beis, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Gimel.